Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I think I'll have some breakfast wine.
I'm Alicia. I'm Alicia.
I'm Anna.
Okay, so I don't know if y'all have figured it out yet. How to intro, or if that's what y'all think y'all were doing, I don't know. But let me show you how we do it, and then y'all feel free to intro, because we are so excited. We have a brand new podcast duo making an appearance for the second time.
Woo! Yay!
First time as a couple.
Yeah, officially.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's double fisting in short dresses again. Was the Kidnation TV wrap party a repeat of Vegas? What did she show us all this time? Just keep listening and find out.
Damn it.
That's so much better than mine.
Okay. She cashed in her child support to go on vacation, but still chooses to sleep in her car. And she shows her daughter that she is proud of her in so many ways, except going to her first high school band performance. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. I know. Aww. I'm so sad.
And we have the new podcast duo with us today. She's juggling multiple roommates and podcasts, but still has time to recap the entire show with her family at night and binge watch a lot of awesome TV. Her name is...
Anna. Hello. I have a lot of free time.
And the ink isn't dry on her marriage certificate yet. Is this a step she has taken to avoid an annulment? She wants our advice, or maybe just a good reason to crack the mics with us. Welcome the other half of On Cloud Wine. She is
Alicia. And if Jordan's listening, please get a job. I like my alone time.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Coming out strong.
I did joke earlier though. I was like, I can't wait for him to get a job, you know, to pay half the rent and then so I can go home and be alone with my cat.
So too much togetherness already.
No, I love that, man. But sometimes, don't give me that. Y'all are the same way.
Oh, girl, Amy and I are different. Amy and I lead very different lives, obviously. But I'm used to a lot of alone time because Jeremy works at the fire station. He works 24-hour shifts. Then he's gone a lot on top of that. So I have plenty of free time. Oh. But then I'll text Amy and I'm like, oh, I'm so bored. I'm like taking a bubble bath on a random Wednesday afternoon, and I'll send her a picture and she's like, oh my God, I've been running around everywhere. I never have any time alone. Like, I have kids and husband and people who expect stuff from me. Yeah.
I feel it.
Agreed.
But you have like 5 kids, so it's understandable.
Yeah, those 20 kids are really taking my time.
And she had them all super young, so they're getting all up there. So we had a TV wrap party over the weekend, which was a lot of fun. And did anybody see my butt?
I did not. I just heard about this.
Why is this the starter? You showed your butt?
No, I did not. Did anybody see my butt?
Not that I remember.
No one in this room saw your butt. But there are people in the office. White Cheddar and Trey, I think, were discussing how she bent over. And I think they were like a little bit exaggerating.
Yeah.
Just to get, you're such an easy target. You make yourself an easy target.
White Cheddar said, quote, whole. So I know he did not see all that. But I'm a super sophisticated drinker. So our TV producer, Randy, he loves whiskey. So I just knew I was going to go and I was going to drink whiskey at his house. Like, I told Jeremy about it during the day. And he was like, why are you going to drink whiskey? You hate whiskey. And I'm like, nah, dude, got this. So I double fisted all night because I can't just have a whiskey. I need something to chase it down with. So why not a Hatch Chili IPA or something? I'm not going to drink water or Coke.
Good. That was so good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I was double fisting all night because I'm sophisticated. And
correction.
All day.
All night.
All day.
The party started at 3 and ended at 6.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It took the whole day off.
But at one point, I was opening up the door to go outside, and JC's daughter, Chloe, like a feral cat, just like ran outside in front of me. And she took off, and I was like, oh, was I not supposed to let her outside? And they said no. So I had to go chase her down. And I think that's whenever they jokingly said they saw my butt, that I shouldn't bend down in a short dress. So I'm telling Robert, I'm like, I'm just proud of myself for chasing down Chloe, because I did have that split second decision. Like, do I just turn around and walk away? You know, I really don't want to go find her, but I felt responsible. So I put down both my drinks, probably on the floor. And that's whenever I've been over.
You didn't want to spill them.
Yeah.
Priority.
And I went and I found them. So, yeah.
You're my hero.
Yay. But I do have to brag real quick. Both of you brought guests. It's the first time we got to meet your husband. He was a joy. He was a pleasurable joy. We liked him. I liked him.
I like him.
Good.
You brought your former roommate.
Correct.
What did they both say about me?
Is this a setup?
Yeah.
It's a total.
It's just a humble brag.
Okay.
An
obvious brag. So Jordan came up to me that night and he was like, who is that one girl that... Jordan's a metalhead and Lacey, of course, is too. Who's that one girl I was talking to about metal? And I was like, Lacey? And he goes, dude, she was my favorite. And I was like, really?
Compliment number one. This is all before I found out about butt stuff. So weird. What did your roommate say?
My roommate Kristen said that Lacey was really, really fun.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
So you got fun and favorite.
Yeah.
Double fisting on that. That's all it takes.
My three favorite Fs. Fun, favorite, and fisting. Double fisting. Never mind. Did you have fun at the party, Amy?
I did, but I guess I was a wallflower.
No.
Nobody talked about me.
My own husband
didn't say it like that.
Correction.
I was trying to make it really depressing sounding.
Melissa said she didn't think that you were nearly as old as you are.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for reminding me.
I have a terrible memory. Maybe people talked about me a lot and I just don't remember
I've said that since I started working here. I still don't believe y'all.
Oh, yeah.
There is no proof. You've never met him.
Your sister also said that we party like we're in our 20s.
I know. And I was like, they are in their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww.
I want to know what people say about me.
You're really nice.
Boring.
So positive. Okay. So we wanted to have on Cloud Wine on with us. Congratulations on finally debuting the podcast.
Yay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. It was a long time coming. So
I know.
How many episodes did you release?
Four?
I'm getting caught up on them.
Five.
Go listen to them
Cinco.
All.
I like what I've listened to so far. I think you're doing a great job.
It's been a blast.
I'm not going to say that maybe you should have started with 9 for On Cloud Wine.
We'll invite you on to our 9th episode. Just
Amy, you are invited to the 9th episode.
The 9th episode.
Yay!
Yeah. I will bring the wine.
Yay! Oh my
gosh. So we thought, I'm saying this like this was my idea. This was actually your idea, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to present the idea?
For the game?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we are so excited that our very own Alicia is a newlywed. Mm. And since we just started our new podcast, we're like a newlywed podcast couple. Mm-hmm. So we thought it'd be fun to play the newlywed game.
Yay!
Which, I mean, obviously, you guys have been together for a lot longer than we have. So, yeah, I think you're going to win.
We're going to crush you.
But we'll see how it goes. And none of us have looked at the questions. Mm-hmm. Our video intern, Cammie, came up with the questions yesterday, and she wrote them down for us. So it's not like we had time to prepare ahead of time or anything. And I guess we'll just alternate reading them just to make it sound okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I just remembered that Amy has a really bad memory.
I know. I was just going to say, we're at a disadvantage because of it. I'll do okay, maybe. We'll see.
So I have no, since we haven't looked at the questions, like I have no idea what they're like. I have no idea if they're like about our favorite things, about things we've done. Like I have no clue. So this will be very fun. And so it's just kind of to see who knows each other best, me and Alicia or Lacey and Amy.
Woohoo! Are we ready?
Yes.
Ready I'm going to ask win. The first question. I'm asking you.
Okay.
And you better get it right.
So okay. do we all answer the question? Is that how it works? Like, you ask the question, you guys answered about each other, and then me and Alicia answered about each other, and then we can keep a tally of who gets the most right.
Oh, yes. That's even better than what I was thinking.
How are you thinking of doing it?
I was thinking I'd ask a question and see what she says, but that makes a lot more sense.
Okay, so this way it's competitive.
Yes.
So we're writing our answer. We're not yelling them out.
Yes. Right. So let's pretend the first question is like, what is your partner's favorite drink or something? We all write down the answer to that question.
Do we pretend or do we answer?
What?
Do we pretend or do we answer?
What do you mean, do you pretend? No, you write it down.
You said pretend that question one is what is their favorite drink.
This is an example. So let's pretend that the question is, what is your partner's favorite drink? We all write down the answer to that question, and then we'll go around and see who got it right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I will keep a tally on this side of my paper.
Yay.
So I'll do loose lips, and then... Cloud Wine. And I'll keep a tally of the score. And so let's say like Lacey and Amy both answer correctly about each other, then you guys get like 2 points. But if only Amy answers it right, y'all only get 1 point.
I want to answer the first question already.
Okay. Well, Adam, what's the first question?
My favorite drink.
Oh, my example question?
Yes, just because I know it.
Okay, but you don't get a point.
Okay.
Okay.
Cranberry and vodka and a lot of water because water solves everything. Bam.
Oh, that's funny.
It's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I just broke a pin. Celebratory.
Okay. I hope that made sense to people that are listening on how we're going to play the game.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
First question, Lacey.
What time does your significant other, us, wake up in the morning? What time do we wake up in the morning?
Are these supposed to be like novels, Lacey?
Yeah, what? Why are you writing sentences?
I see you writing like two sentences for a one thing answer.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding,
ding, ding,
ding. Okay,
do you guys want to go first?
Are we supposed to match?
You're supposed to answer it about each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, Amy has 17 alarms set starting at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Is that correct?
I don't think, it might be 17, but it's at least 12. I know for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll give you a point. Bing.
Wow. That was good.
I know.
Okay. I said that if you shower, it's at 3:30, but if you pass on a shower, it's 4.
That is correct-ish. No, I can't give it to you.
No.
It's 4 if I shower, 4:30 if I just...
That's not correct-ish. That's like, are you kidding me?
I was going to lie, but I decided not to. That was good.
Okay.
You're on the right track.
Okay, good. Okay, so you guys have 1 point. Okay, I said, because Alicia and I get here around the same time, I said 4:30.
On a bad day, yes. That is correct. Actually.
Woo!
I have an alarm set at 4:30.
Okay.
So I give her a point.
Okay,
me,
yay.
I said... 4:15 because she lives down the street.
Well, so this is
but she gets
this
here
is
at 5.
Interesting. Well, so I wake up at 4:15 when I live in Uptown, but for the time being at my when I'm living with my parents, I've been waking up at 4:35.
Ooh, No point.
I was gonna say 4:30.
So it is 4:15 most of the time, but not at the moment.
But her description said because you live down the street, and I'm gonna say that's a no.
Right.
Since I'm the judge.
Yes. No point. So we're tied right now.
Yeah.
One to one.
Yay.
What is their biggest pet peeve?
Oh my gosh.
What is Alicia's biggest pet peeve?
I have so many. I've never seen you mad, so I don't know what your pet peeve is.
I don't know what my pet peeve is either.
Justin, but you can't steal that answer.
Hold on.
Oh, this is tough.
Ding. I don't know if this classifies as a pet peeve or it's just something you don't like.
Ding.
Ding, I guess.
Ding, because this is a true story.
Okay, we're going to start off with On Cloud Wine this time. Alicia?
Ooh. Hi. Anna's pet peeve is, sorry to take this, when Justin gets drunk and she has to babysit him all night.
That Ooh. Is so annoying.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
Yeah,
that
yeah, is a good one. Yeah, yeah.
And it's happened almost every single time.
Yes.
It happens every single time we go out.
That's true.
Ding, yes.
Sorry, Justin.
Love you, but I don't want to take care anymore. Okay. For Alicia, I just said mean people because she, like, when people are mean, it makes her uncomfortable.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is that right?
You got beat up by all your siblings, though. How does that make you uncomfortable?
Well,
you should be used
siblings.
To it.
You have to get used to a sibling, but that's my biggest pet peeve, hands down, is really mean people. Mean people are mean.
I think that's a really stupid pet peeve.
Well, I hate
I think you.
You
need
You're
a better
mean.
Pet.
Oh, you hate me.
Yeah,
that's
I
mean.
I strongly dislike you. No, you're a mean person.
I just think that's stupid. I think you both could do better. But sure, get a point.
Okay, your turn.
Amy, how confident are you after I chastised her?
I am not confident at all.
You better give me a good pet peeve.
Let me hear it, Amy.
It's one I hear about a lot, so I'm going to go with it. When a specific person... and the office takes your parking spot.
Ooh.
That definitely works.
That's good. That's
that
good.
Definitely yes. works. Okay.
Who's the person?
Don't worry about it.
Somebody who gets here before me. Now.
Somebody that drives a white Jeep. That's what Alicia drives, by the way.
And for Amy, I wrote, anyone correcting her, making her feel stupid, or giving her unneeded attention.
Oh, hell yeah. How's that any different than saying mean people, by the way?
Because that's
you're a hypocrite.
Amy got mad for 3 days because she didn't know how to turn on the ice maker, and I didn't know how to turn on the ice maker, and then Don walked up and was like, it's just this. And he didn't say it, but like kind of unspoken, you know, like idiot. She was mad for a week.
Can't handle it.
But that turns into, you know, kind of a mean person, making someone else feel small.
Shut up. I'm just kidding. You know what, Amy, I'm just kidding.
You know, I'm shunning you. Amy, I understand.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I think we should move on.
Like I said, the unwanted attention. Okay. Number three. What is a bad habit you wish they would stop?
Ooh. Oh. Wait, like a bad habit that I wish Alicia would stop?
Yeah.
Easy.
What? Are you kidding?
Easy over there.
I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm confused. So.
What's a bad habit of mine that you wish I would stop?
Okay, and you're going to... Okay.
Yeah, you answer like you're answering for the other person.
Oh, like I answer what you wish I would stop?
No, I'm answering what I wish you...
Mm-hmm.
So okay. you so it's would basically stop. What is your person's bad habit?
Yes, okay. That they should stop.
Okay. I guess that was the question.
No, I was confused.
I don't know why I made it so difficult.
See, usually how this game works is
ding.
Oh, ding. Isn't it? I guess you're both trying to answer the same question. But isn't it like if I'm trying to answer Anna's, I wish what Anna would think about herself?
Yeah, no, we're not getting into technicalities. Okay. We're having
fun. We're not going to make it complicated.
Technically, I think that we're doing it wrong because I think like we would have to both write down and see who has the exact same answer.
Yeah, kind of like match game.
We're not going for perfection. We're going for content and fun.
We're going for like a low-key roast.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh.
Right?
Well, then do I have to come
all up we've done is time? Insult each other.
I've been yelled at so much. Ding.
Ding. I still don't have one.
Anna.
Who are you? I don't.
I'm sure there's something. But if you're mean, I'm canceling our podcast.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, ding. Ding.
Okay. Amy, you go first.
So I think that you should stop saying growing
whenever you're trying to say groin.
That's the only word I should change. I love you.
You know, that's the one I think you should change. I'm okay with all the other ones.
That is so funny. I can't help it. Also, I'm confused as to why I have one because I think that's a boy part.
No.
It what? Sounds like I a boy part.
I think it's a muscle.
A groin?
Yeah.
A what? So.
A groin?
A groin.
No, groin.
Oh. Groin.
Groin.
But sometimes mine hurts. But groin. I'm like, why do I have you? It doesn't make
because
any sense.
Because you're human.
Mm. I think guys talk about their groins more than girls. And maybe that's why you feel that way.
Which is weird because I talk about my Batcave often. I'm like, Batcave. Okay. I put, what is a bad habit you wish they would stop? I'm not answering for myself. I'm answering as somebody else.
Uh-oh.
What?
Cooking smelly food in the office. Don't be bringing your smelly food in this office.
I don't know why people say that, because I love smelling your food.
I got called out for making popcorn, and I had to stop.
No, you don't stop.
No, I was sent an email with like 10 links of reasons why you should not pop popcorn in an office.
I personally, I don't adhere to any of those rules. I'm not just like a scumbag and I'm heating up a skunk that I'm eating for lunch or something. But I mean, yeah, I have some seafood. Oh, well, I don't think that it smells that bad. Or better yet, you come in my room and then complain about my food. Get out. Bah. I didn't invite you in here anyway. Also, I'm sorry. I just said it's my room and it's actually our room. It's the ma'am room. But still, you get the point. Okay, Anna.
Okay, I had a hard time with this one, and this is just the first thing that came to mind, and I don't even think it counts as a
habit.
Don't
even explain it.
Well, I don't think it even counts as a habit. I literally just wrote down ramen noodles.
No explanation needed. Just get an adult diet already.
It's so funny because
so many better pastas out there.
I feel like every time my name comes up, ramen noodles is around the corner. The intern gave me a present of ramen noodles. And I swear I don't eat ramen that much.
The intern gave you a present.
No, I don't. I don't eat it. I only eat it here because I don't want to spend money. Yeah, it's just sitting at my desk.
Every day here.
No, I had pasta today.
Isn't ramen noodles?
I love pasta so much. Ramen noodles does not count as a pasta. It counts as a ramen noodle.
Yeah,
it counts
honestly,
as poor people food.
I am poor.
But so now you have Jordan, your husband Jordan, who is cooking for you. What did you write down for Anna?
Smiling all the time, even when you're frustrated.
Ooh.
Oh, diss.
Ooh.
In your face. Anna, how does that make you
feel? I just want to know, do I really smile when I'm frustrated?
I think sometimes I can tell that you're kind of frustrated at something, and you'll just go... And you're giggling. I'm like, she wants to snap.
Sometimes I feel hatred boiling up inside my heart, and then I turn around and look at you, and you're steaming blood to your face, mad, but you still have a smile on your face, and I'm like, damn it, she's just so much better than me.
What was I mad about? I want to know. I will say, this morning, I came in, and like before even 6:15, I was like, all I'm going to do today is complain. That's what I broadcasted to the production room.
That is true, but you're so sweet. Like, I don't even think that you're being serious.
You're just
and
too
you were not
nice.
Serious.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Too nice. I wish I could say that about Lacey, but...
What'd you say? Okay. What is most likely the reason that they are late to an event? What is most likely the reason?
Can I answer for myself?
Make it funny and yes.
Oh, just kidding.
Oh,
all right,
my gosh.
Anna, why are you late?
Why was Leash late?
Is that even a question?
I am writing a lot, y'all. I can't help it.
Okay, ding.
I don't know if my answer is appropriate.
Ooh, say
go
it.
Ahead.
Oh, we're going. Are we,
well,
are we
hang on. One
ding.
Oh, my mom texted.
Your mom texted you?
Mm-hmm, just now.
Oh. Tell her I said hi.
Okay, I will.
Love your apartment. Mom. And the dog is super cute. The view from your apartment.
Ding.
So nice.
Okay. What is the most likely the reason that they're late to an event? I'm going to go first. I said, because Amy just started speaking to Josh right before they had to leave, so they couldn't be early.
Ding. I say ding or right or whatever, because that is the exact conversation we had this weekend.
Because Amy texted me and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be an hour late to the wrap party. Do you think that's too late? And I was like, no, why are you not there early? Because Josh likes to get to every event early. And that was her answer. And then I was like, I'll be right behind you. So no, it's not too late.
I put that Lacey blames it on Jeremy's changing outfits multiple times.
Yes! Yay! Yes! I always call him a princess. I don't know why, but I'm like, sorry, we're late. Princess had to change a bunch of times, and I'm talking about Jeremy. But it's because he's so cute, and he wants me to approve of every single outfit. He's like, well, what do you think about this? And it'll be pants that look like slightly a shade different. Absolutely no change. Or what about my shoes? And I'm like, I don't care, babe. It both looks good. And then he'll try it on and then he'll change his mind and he'll change again.
Aww.
So I'm usually like fully ready, just waiting on him.
Aww.
Yeah. He's so cute.
He's the coolest. At the wrap party, we asked Jordan, Alicia's husband, to take pictures of us. And Jeremy was standing right behind him. He goes, you got to get the angles. You got to get all the angles. And he was telling him how to take a good Instagram picture. It was so funny.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. Alicia, what did you write for Anna?
The reason Anna is late is she had to pick up Justin because he can't drive.
True. True. I said because Alicia is having a little too much fun having sexy time with her husband.
Ooh.
Chicka brown cow.
We have been late a couple times. I'll say dang.
Well, he just moved here and Alicia always says, never mind.
What?
Catching up? Got some catching up to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a two-parter on this one.
Is there pizza here? Oh my gosh. Is that Domino's?
Is that Domino's?
Is that Domino's?
Hi.
Did Mike buy us pizza?
I love pizza.
That's winner, so not for us.
Winner gets pizza.
Ooh. Not my call. Okay, here's a two-parter. Where were they born and when is their birthday?
Ooh. Oh, gosh, I'm so bad at my memory.
Oh, no.
See how good of friends y'all are.
Oh, my gosh, I hate myself.
Alicia's going to hate me.
Ding.
Hold on, I got to think about this.
Ding, I think.
Okay, for birthday, do we mean like month and
Not Did year. You? Just, yeah.
Just get as close as you can.
I mean, we can do, well, I don't want to do year. Amy and I were born in the same year. We know each other's year date. It was 84. I'm not ashamed. It wasn't that long ago.
I have a confession.
What? You have no idea when Alicia's birthday is.
I forgot to keep score.
We'll just pick it up from now.
Oh my!
Right?
I think we're pretty much even though.
I just
because we had two from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I think we've all agreed with each other.
We've been pretty spot on.
We're just playing for fun. Okay, it's okay.
I'm so sorry. I just looked over at the other side of my paper. I'm the worst. Wow. This is my idea for a game, and I even appointed myself the role of scorekeeper, and I didn't even... I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
But you're so positive. You're like, yeah, everybody gets participation trophies. Okay. It's okay. Not a big deal.
And I thought you were going to say that you like honestly don't know when my birthday was. And I was like, well, neither does everyone who works here. Because the entire show celebrated Lacey's birthday.
I know it's in January.
Not mine.
But no cheating.
Yeah. What the heck?
Anna, go.
Okay. I have a confession.
Why are you giggling?
Alicia's birthday is in January.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that because she just said it. And I think, were you born in Coppell? You grew up in Coppell.
Ding to that answer.
You grew up in Coppell?
I grew up in Coppell, but
where
I
were you born?
I don't know.
Was it in Texas?
It was in Texas. So still points.
Okay.
And
her mom's defense, her mom had a lot of kids. She can't keep up where all of them were born at, right?
Yeah.
And just dropped out somewhere along the way.
What is that supposed to mean, Lacey?
You don't know where you were born?
I think like Irving. It was somewhere
around
here.
Okay, so it's still like Dallas.
Dallas County.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know how old my siblings are. I don't know. Next question, please. I'm going.
Yeah.
We're skipping this.
Wait, what about me?
Yeah. I know. I'm doing... Go. I'm going to do you.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, you are.
Anna.
Tune into On Cloud Wine.
This might be wrong. That's Were you born in Mexico?
I was.
Woo! Yes. Yeah. And
you picked a country? That's what you got?
Well, I knew she, I think, I'm pretty sure I remember her.
Lacey,
she was
you were born,
in
the United States of America.
It still counts. And then, is your birthday in April?
You literally went to my birthday party like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shoot.
In July.
I knew that.
But that's really funny because when I didn't.
Dang it.
When I wasn't. Before you said the thing about your birthday being in January and giving the answer away, I wrote down April.
That's why I said
that.
So
we both guessed April for each other.
What happened in April?
You just look like an April person. You know?
Thank you.
It's
but April's known for like showers and being all like dark and
yeah, but you got to think about 9 months before.
April?
If you were born in April, that means well, I don't know.
No, April. April is like springtime, and you're blonde.
Thank you. It's
you're
fake.
Very light and sunshiny.
It's yeah.
Okay, Amy, where was I born? What's my birthday?
Okay, I always have a hard time with this, and just because on your birthday there's like 20 people that I know, that's a little bit of an exaggeration,
mm-hmm.
that all have the same birthday within 3 days, and so I have to remember everyone. I have a big family.
Mm-hmm. Mine's the most important, but go ahead.
I'm going to say January 14th.
Yes.
Oh, my God!
And where was I born?
You grew up in Warner Robins, Georgia, but you weren't born there.
Mm-hmm.
You were born in Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, my God!
Okay, I don't know you as well because I said North Carolina. I was going to put North or South Carolina, but then I remembered Kelly's from South Carolina. You're from North Carolina.
Yes.
It's probably somewhere outside of Raleigh that you were born, which Raleigh. Is the capital.
Raleigh.
It is the capital of North Carolina. Am I close?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was born in Camp Lejeune. I'm a military brat.
Oh my God, I would never know that. Yeah. Lejeune?
So. Lejeune. It's in Jacksonville. It's like a nothing town. There's just bars.
I lived there for like 4 years. I've never heard of that.
Camp Lejeune?
Yeah.
Lejeune? Oh yeah.
Lejeune?
It sounds fancy, like Dijon.
Camp Lejeune. It's the
Dijon Mustang.
Yeah.
Blue cheese. And your birthday is February 22nd, which is also Margarita Day.
Yay!
Margarita wow. Day!
It's so easy to remember. It's 2/22. I mean,
and bonus question, Amy, when is my biweekly eyelash appointment?
It is on Tuesday afternoons at 3 o'clock.
Woo!
Alicia, when is my biweekly eyelash appointment?
Never, because you're naturally beautiful.
Oh!
Anna, when is my nap time?
Right after work.
Yeah!
I was so proud of Amy because Amy remembered my eyelash appointment.
That's
and
cute.
It's been standing for a long time. But anytime I tell Jeremy I have an eyelash appointment, he's like, what? When did this happen?
That's really cute.
Your eyelashes are That's popping now.
Yeah, your eyelashes look great.
They always
Thank
do.
You. Thank you. Who is their celebrity crush?
Ooh, easy.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know yours.
Mine?
She's being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. Can I use Google?
Yes.
Okay, because I can't remember his name, but I know who he is.
Oh, I know exactly.
Google break.
Yeah. I have no idea for Amy. I'm not going to lie. I got one.
Anna, I don't.
Ding.
I feel like I know, but I don't know. It's like her birthday.
Honestly, I have like 20.
Hold Ding. On. I got to think about this. Hold on.
We talked about it on our podcast.
I gotta take more naps. My brain doesn't work.
Should I keep using the bell or should I stop using the bell?
I like it. I just
Use
can't
it.
Answer this question.
Okay.
Are you serious right now? You don't know her celebrity crush?
I only talk about him every day.
Stop giving hints.
Out.
You're the worst.
Out.
For some reason, the only person that's popping my head right now is Taylor Swift.
Would also be acceptable.
Also counts. Yeah. I do love her.
Thank you for the bonus answer.
Anna. Oh, wait, ding.
Nope,
ding,
nope, nope. Ding, we already called time.
Ding. No, you did not. Not one. Rewind this. Not one person said time.
No, ding. Amy's still Googling.
No, I'm
Yeah,
good.
She's still going.
Okay, now that you finally realized the biggest obvious answer of the world, who is Alicia? Anna's celebrity crush?
Nick Jonas.
Yay! Who's Alicia's celebrity crush?
Chris Pratt.
Yay!
Amy, I put, I could not think of one for you. I could not think of a dude for you. I have no idea
Did
who
you
your
a girl?
Dude. Yeah.
I picked Taylor Swift for her. So.
Oh, okay, I put Jennifer Gardner.
Oh, okay. That works.
Yeah. I talk about her all the time.
Yeah. Who is your dude celebrity crush?
Wait, can I guess?
Yes.
It's that one guy.
Yes.
Airbender?
No.
No, it's that one guy.
Is that a dog?
He's no. Not, he's like a little boy.
Charlie Dunham.
Wait, what's the last name?
Dunham? No.
Hunnam.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Dean.
My son's
I don't know
Anarchy.
How to, yeah. I don't know how to say
Does
his last name.
Does it rhyme
yes.
with Dunham?
Hunnam.
Is it Hunnam?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You win. Both of you. All
okay.
of you.
Amy, I know that you got it. Who is it?
Oh, gosh. Your original was Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Oh, I did not know that's who you were going to go with, but yes.
But more recently when you found out about him is the guy from Something No More.
Nothing more. Johnny Hawkins.
Nothing more,
Woo!
Yeah.
Something No More. Woo!
I have the text to prove it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Because there is some other stuff that we want to get to. I'm just going to ask one more question.
Okay.
This is my favorite one out of the rest of them.
Favorite question?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
What expression or phrase do they say often?
Sorry.
Ding.
Ding.
We said, what phrase do they use often?
Yes.
What?
Oh. I'm nervous. This is one that you say a lot, but I don't think you say it the most.
Okay.
But it's a good one.
Sorry, Anna.
I'm sorry too. Mine. Dang it. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Anna.
I'm going first?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. This was just the first thing that came to mind. But
I thought it was, I don't know.
Well, that's
like,
too.
Yeah.
I was going to put, oh my gosh, but that's too basic. Alicia says, oh my God, I barely slept last night.
Ding. I'll say that, yeah.
Okay.
Anna says, I like really hate Priyanka. Like, I just don't get it.
That's awesome.
Amy, I want you to have the ender because I think yours is going to be so much better.
I don't know.
Pressure.
You have too much faith in me.
No. Well, I had too many not answers, so I wrote, damn it, because you say that all the time.
I do.
But I
heard that in Amy's voice.
Damn it. Stop talking. I'm in a good place. Stupid idiot and die.
Stupid idiot is such a good one.
Gosh, I sound so negative.
But so do you, Lacey.
Okay.
I put, you're taking my whole life.
Oh, yay. yeah, that's a good one.
You do say that a lot.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Not to be dramatic, but this podcast is taking my whole life. So let's get a move on this. So we also wanted to offer, because Amy and I are very wise. We've come a long way in this world. I've learned a lot along the way. I'm pretty damn perfect, so I like to spread my wisdom on to others. Did that sound believable? Did I sound like I was serious?
It sounded like the trailer to a movie.
I talk so much crap and then always look at Amy and bust out laughing, but I don't know if everybody else knows that I'm completely full of crap. I have the confidence level of like a slug. Nah, but anyway, we wanted to give some marriage advice to Alicia. Aww. Also offer some roommate advice to you, Anna, because you just moved into a new place. And then some podcast advice as well, because we are old veterans.
Aww.
Is it veterans or veterans? Are we veterans?
Just depends on where
you're
from.
I think it's like growing and growing.
Yeah.
Okay. Some marriage advice. Alicia, pay attention to what your partner is saying. Unless it's baseball cards, you do get a pass on that. But make sure that you're invested in what they're talking about, because like...
Baseball cards?
Oh, God. Yeah, except for that. But I was really excited. Well, I was not excited. I was really concerned, and I loved the song Sober whenever Demi Lovato released it. And so I played it for Jeremy, and I made him, and this was supposed to be about me because I'm actually the one who's worse about doing this, but I'm using him as an example. I played him the song, and he's like, I don't care at all. Will you please quit playing it? Then she ODs a couple weeks later. Then he's concerned. Then he texts me, was that Demi who you were playing the song? No. You can't care now, babe. You cannot care now, because whenever I cared about it, I don't care if you're not invested in it. I'm excited to share this with you. So just fake the excitement, except for baseball cards or sports in general. Then
or Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Gotcha. Jordan plays a lot of video games.
A lot.
I say that as if I live there, too.
Amy?
I'm going to say don't go to bed mad.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. I've done it. This is something I do not follow. I've gone several nights without talking to my husband as of recently.
Aww.
My anniversary.
With that being said, don't be afraid to back down from a fight. Do not be afraid to back down from a fight, because if you both can't come to terms with each other, then somebody's got to give. You can't just go the whole entire time. And that's not a dig at you, Amy.
Oh, I'm totally laughing at myself.
That's what my mother-in-law told me after Jeremy and I were butting heads. And she's like, somebody's got to back down. At some point, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. It just matters on getting stuff resolved. Because usually it's something stupid you're fighting about anyway.
True.
So then you're just going to butt heads about it for forever and ever and ever.
So she's saying, be the weak one and just acknowledge.
That's what Amy says. You can be weak if you want to be weak.
Communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tip that you should, when you're talking with your significant other, you should say, I feel this way. Don't like point the finger and say you. So talk about how you are feeling as an I feel.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Also, when you're talking about your engagement story, don't snap when you're retelling other people, because then that sounds like you're like snapping and barking orders, which you kind of were, but you probably really didn't snap in the moment you would think. Don't do that either. Even if it's super tempting because he's a hardcore snorer, do not sleep in separate bedrooms. Just take a lot of sleeping pills and take advantage when hotels give you two full-size beds instead of a king.
Oh,
it's a separate bed you have always dreamed of without the guilt.
I disagree with
it. Have you heard him snore? I need a lot more than sleeping pills.
Jeremy snores.
He snores so bad. Guys, sometimes I like hit him in his sleep. So he'll like.
See, you need to be close. The separate beds doesn't work for me. I need my husband right next to me so I can shake him and tell him to roll over.
Yes. At home, but then whenever we're in hotel rooms and sometimes you order the king size bed, but they give you two fulls. And then I just look at Jeremy and I'm like, score. Because we know that we are sleeping in separate beds that night. And it is going to be the best sleep we have ever gotten ever. And it is so great. So I do agree with that. But my life would be so much easier if we slept in separate bedrooms. But I just won't do it because I don't think that makes for a good marriage. So instead, I just hate him in my sleep.
Mm-hmm. Advice, take care of yourselves. At the very least, shower. I mean, really, some people just get a little too comfortable. I saw something day is women every year, women put their PJs on 20 minutes earlier. So you celebrate your 5-year anniversary. You put your PJs on an hour earlier and just add on 20 minutes every year. Anyways, So, I mean, at the very least, shower or even pamper yourself. Go get a pedicure. Buy that cute dress. Whatever. Do it. I don't follow this advice.
I don't at all. I go home and I get super comfortable. Don't take out a life insurance policy on your partner without them knowing. That only leads to suspicion, and they might want to try to beat you to the punch. Like, you kill them first. Kill in order to not be killed. That might even hold up in court. But yeah, Jeremy took out life insurance without my consent. And then I got super suspicious.
Should we be concerned?
It's been a while. I've made it this far. Okay, Alicia, I have some serious marriage advice for you. If you want to make your husband happy, you ought to get some Brooklinen sheets.
I see. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Are you serious?
Yes. After roughing it in the cabin for our vacation, I didn't know how much I would truly miss our luxurious Brooklinen sheets.
They really do make a world of difference. Girl, Jeremy called me this afternoon, FaceTimed me from bed. He was all snuggled up in the Brooklinen sheets with my dog, Stanley.
What a bragger.
I know. I was like, man, I wish I was there with them. I don't want to get out of bed in the mornings. They are just really great sheets. And you should have heard him pillow talking me the other day, Amy. He's saying like all the beautiful things that I'd ever want him to say, but he was talking about the Brooklinen sheets, not about me. But he was like, these really are the best sheets we've ever owned. I love how comfortable they are. They feel so luxurious.
Well, and they don't even just feel great. They look great too.
I love the way that they look. We even got our duvet cover and I thought, well, I'm not going to be able to use this because I don't have a down comforter. Jeremy stuffed our quilt inside the duvet cover, and I'm so glad that he did because that thing is so soft and so nice. We are so incredibly in love with it. It's the best decision I've ever made, I think, besides marrying Jeremy, was getting these Brooklinen sheets.
Well, Brooklinen sheets were named the winner of the best of online betting, and they got over 20,000 five-star reviews.
And I'm an avid review checker.
Me too, for sure.
You have to make sure what people are saying about the product and what everybody is saying about these Brooklinen sheets is that they are fantastic. I promise you, my Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And lucky for you, Alicia, Brooklinen is giving an offer right now. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use our promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure that you're gonna love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. That's pretty legit. They're not playing around with that kind of guarantee. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use our promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code LOOSELIPS. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. So Alicia, go get you some. Your husband will thank you, I promise. Real quick, did you have any, I saw this trending on Twitter last night, hashtag things to never say to newlyweds.
Ooh. Yeah, Lacey. Things to never say to newlyweds.
I need to know this.
Don't text the bride the day before the wedding saying, it's not too late.
It's true though.
And I quote a text from Lacey. It's not too late.
But.
And then 5 minutes later, just kidding.
In my defense, I was really kidding. And I had checked up on you. You were away for your wedding. So I had been checking in on you for a week. So it wasn't a random text just saying that. It was a lot of love and concern leading up. And then a joke on her wedding day to make her smile. But here's some that I read off Twitter. You may now kiss the bride. Everyone else has.
Oh,
I don't think there was someone else who's kissed me there. Guy-wise.
Okay, stop this. Who girl-wise has been kissing you?
Well, you
meant mom kisses, mom and sister kisses.
Yeah, first of all, I saw you kiss Amy at the wrap party.
Was it good?
I missed that. I don't remember either.
Was it whenever I was showing my butt? I don't remember this. Who knows? Have fun now. It's all downhill after you have kids. Sorry I missed your wedding. I'll catch the next one. That gets on my nerves. My best friend's dad told her that on her wedding day and didn't come. Yeah.
That's so sad.
I mean, we expected him to not come, but still. If it doesn't work out, can I get my gift back? You guys are going to have some ugly kids.
Oh my gosh.
Can't say these things.
50% of marriages end in divorce. And welcome to hell. That's what I read off Twitter. That was not Amy's looking at me like, I can't believe you said I got this off Twitter.
Oh, I know that. Oh,
okay.
I heard you. It's just so awful.
Yeah.
Man, marriage is so exciting.
It is, though. It's been good so far, right?
It has. We're ready for a bigger house.
Cute.
And then Anna.
Yes, because I'm
in the process of moving.
Nowhere close to joining the marriage club.
And that's okay.
Well, you've been in a relationship for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah. We've been dating for a few years, but it's not on the radar as far as I know.
Uh-oh.
Roommate advice. Roommate advice. How's the move going? You're in the process of moving from your mom's house.
Yes, I'm in the process of moving. Just got my keys yesterday. Super, super exciting.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, but I'm slowly moving in just because I'm going out of town for the weekend. And anyway, it's a little complicated.
Yeah, you
but
are.
I just helped my new roommate move in. So I'm a little sore because we're holding furniture and stuff.
And it stinks because she's in there first. She's going to have all her stuff set in place. So there's no like, where is this going to happen? Or like my half and your half. She's like already made that decision without you.
Yeah. But I feel bad because I was like, because I have like the couch and like things like that. So she's going to be like without big pieces of furniture for like 2 weeks. So I was like, are you sure you're okay with like, you know, me like taking a minute? But she seemed like she was fine. And she's one of my best friends. And we actually were roommates our freshman year of college. So we've lived together before, but it was like 6 years ago. So we've been calling this freshman year part 2.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So some roommate advice. Do you have any, Amy?
Yes. I'm speaking from experience. Invest in a lock on your bedroom door because some roommates cannot be trusted and they just come in and take all your stuff and don't ask. And then you don't talk to them for 2 years.
2 years?
Oh, yeah. And it was family.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. Amy.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder you can ignore your husband for days.
And she still hasn't given it back.
Because you haven't talked to her in 2 years.
Well, no. I mean, it's been like decade or more now. So we have to talk. We're family. But it was a while. It was a long while.
That sucks.
So I want that DVD back of Moulin Rouge. And I want my CD. I can't even remember what it was, but I'm still mad about it.
I put, if someone loses their job, but their mom says she's willing to pay their rent and buy groceries so they don't have to move back in with them, that should be a red flag. Girl is crazy. Because that happened to me. This crazy girl moved in with me and her mom, and she lost her job immediately. And her mom was like, I'd rather pay for her to live here than her move back home. And then that girl sat at my house with no job, inviting people over all the time. And she was bat-ass crazy. And I hated her. I absolutely hated her. She contacted me on Facebook many, many years later. Under a different name. Her name was Jennifer, and then she was going by Jenna, and she sent me a message and was like, hey, I just want to bury the beef and this. And I'm like, who the hell is this girl? And then I looked and I saw it was Crazy Girl, and I'm like, what the hell are you even doing thinking about me? Like, it's been 8-9 years. Yeah.
Wow.
And I also wrote in, move in at the same time and get guys to move you. Also, that was some last minute.
Awkward. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
This doesn't apply to you.
I'm sure Justin's still available.
No, Justin did tell me, he goes, when I was moving out of my other place, he goes, hey, because Justin has a pickup truck, by the way. And he goes, hey, I'm so sorry I didn't offer to help you move. It's because I don't want to.
That's so rude.
And I was like,
why are you so surprised?
I was like, okay.
He really is a nice guy, and he is willing to do a lot for a friend, but he's just trying to make a joke.
That is kind of funny, but it's
he brings us breakfast all the time. He's so nice. But he does things for us.
I was like, it's okay. I wasn't going to ask you for help anyway.
That's just funny because of a Jenna response she gave him one time.
What? About moving?
No, whenever he wanted a ride to work, and she was like, whenever I have problems, I don't put them on other people.
Oh, yeah.
My advice is agree on a set temperature and leave it alone. I had a roommate who would turn it off in dead winter, and I would wake up freezing because she wanted to save a couple of bucks.
Same.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I had a roommate in college once, like for one. I had a four people place, and for one semester we had someone new, and she kept it at 99 degrees.
Oh.
That's crazy.
I know. I think she was just used to living somewhere hot. I can't remember where she was from. But I was like, I know I get cold really.
Yeah.
I get cold really easily, but 99 degrees in a dorm room is ridiculous.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I also had a roommate who had a sick obsession with Disney characters, Betty Boop and and walked her a cat on a leash. So just stay away from the weirdos. You've already have your roommate picked out. But
what's wrong with walking a cat on a leash?
I just think that's more of a dog thing.
I have attempted. Now, are my cats terrified of the outside? Yes, but I have tried walking them.
That's just weird.
I have some advice for you. This is just from experience. Learn to do your own laundry and dishes, because I had a roommate who sophomore year of college Googled how to start a dishwasher and she had never touched the dishes before that time. So just
at least she took the initiative herself. At least she tried.
After a few, you know, looks, she tried.
I was a really dirty roommate. I lived with one of my best friends and she said, she always knew she was home whenever she came home, and I'm running around in my underwear because I had no shame. And she would clean my room for me, and she got mad. I unloaded the dishwasher one time, and I didn't know that there are separate forks. There's the small forks and the big forks, and I just unloaded everything, and she had to come behind me and rearrange it. But she was proud of me for making an effort. Also didn't realize that potatoes would spoil, and I put those up in the cupboard. And forgot about him. And then we could not find the smell. And finally, we like found the potatoes and they were like growing new potatoes. And
it was really gross. What is the craziest thing that you've found in an apartment when you moved in? Do y'all have anything? I had a lobster claw in one of my cabinet. Yeah, in the kitchen cabinet.
When you moved in, that was left behind.
I was like, who would put a lobster claw in a cabinet?
That's so random.
It was so weird.
That is
Do y'all
so
have
weird.
Anything?
No, I mean, just yesterday, like when we were moving, like, we got the keys to our new place and we went. I think the people before, like, they left stuff in the washing machine. Like clothes.
Yeah. And finally, some podcast advice. Don't be ashamed if no one listens. Also, if someone asks you how you've been doing, don't respond with, I cover my life once a week on my podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Google Play to hear the latest.
Why can't I say that? That's a good answer.
No, I was just being sarcastic. Okay, and I'm just kidding with the podcast advice because you know what you're doing. You're a veteran as well. You're new to the podcast world, but I'm super excited for y'all to launch y'all's podcast. And tell me about this clip that we're going to hear, your podcast tease.
Ooh, so it was one of the last ones we recorded. And shout out to Hillary Duff. It was her 15-year anniversary of her album Metamorphosis. And, you know, I think it was the first time while we recorded the episodes that Anna actually yelled at me.
Ooh.
What?
Let's hear angry Anna for mine and Amy's first time ever.
So yesterday, Come Clean, Working It Out, Little Voice. Do you remember that song?
Anna, no one remembers.
Did you listen to this album or not? Are you a poser?
I listened 15 years ago.
Oh my God, whatever. Sweet 16?
Oh, Sweet 16.
Yeah, there's a song called Metamorphosis. Well, Clearly,
someone has a life, and one of us listens to Metamorphosis in our free time.
Wow, I was really passionate about it.
But you can hear it if you play it back too. Anna's yelling at me, but she was smiling the entire time. You can hear her smiling, yelling at me. So
that is so cute. So catch more angry Anna and Alicia on their brand new podcast on Cloud Wine.
Yes. And I'm still doing channel surfing, so you can still go check those out as well. Doing double.
Mm-hmm. She's a hard worker.
And then check us all out on our socials. Amy and I are at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy is cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Anna, what you got?
My personal or what?
Whatever.
Wait, what's our? It's at The On Cloud Wine.
Ooh, at The On Cloud Wine.
Personal is at Alicia, Alicia, D, Hopper. And I had to change it.
And my personal one is at Anna Sophia C, AnnaAsofiac. I should get a better handle.
And don't forget to subscribe to all of the Kid Nation podcasts, including Channel Surfing, On Cloud Wine, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and all the other fun ones on iTunes and Google Play. While you're there, you can leave us a rating, you can leave a comment, and keep your hips loose.
Lips, hip.
Thanks for listening. Y'all have a sign off.
Bye.
Wine, wine, wine.
Get it chilled. Mama's almost finished.